Oh, man, is it exciting now to be back with Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. Coach, welcome back. It has been too long. How are you doing?
Doing great, and you are right. It's always way too long, but it's good to be back doing well.
This has been crazy, Coach, and I'm so messed up from the last year and a half or so trying to get out there. We haven't been able to broadcast games or anything like that. But we're trying to keep up with this, and I'm not even going to talk about, you know, the outside mask, all that stuff. We're going to talk hockey. We're going to talk high school sports here, and let's get into it. I mean, as this season starts, Linfield High School is off to a terrific start. Maybe you could give me a little thumbnail as to what you expected coming into this season in terms of returners and leaders and stuff like that, and then we can go over some of the games you've had.
Yeah, sure. We returned 16 guys from last year's squad. So we had big aspirations this year with the schedule. We got a murderer's row non-league schedule. Have a lot of goals to try and to win as many games as possible and try and get some hardware. We're in a couple tournaments. As I just mentioned, the Boston Latin one, we'll have to reschedule, but we do the Martha's Vineyard tournament this year, looking to be in the mix for the Cape Ann League, and then obviously with the new power seedings and the new divisional alignments, we're looking to make a deep run in end of February into March.
I can see that, and on the schedule, you know, you one of the great rivalries that you guys have developed is with Gloucester, and I want to say, by the way, I want to let people know that you and your brother Jay were among the first to recognize MSO way back a few years ago at Salem State. And we really appreciate that, getting to know you and the Cape Ann League and so on. But your schedule is kind of loaded outside of the Cape Ann League. And the Cape Ann League is always difficult in its own right.
Yeah, for sure. Newburyport's always a front runner. They always seem to retool. I know Triton graduated a lot of firepower, but we just had a really close tilt with them about a week or so ago. So we scheduled Gloucester twice. It's a bit of a tradition doing the home and home. We love playing down at the Talbot, the last regular season game of the year. It's a good measuring stick game and a good tune-up for before the tournament. And we've been consistently playing them on New Year's, right around New Year's, the first Saturday, either it's New Year's Eve or a day or two after. So this is nice this year. It falls on New Year's Day,
yeah,
and this Saturday. And we know that they're firing on all cylinders, so we're excited to see where we stack up.
Yeah, they're off to a terrific start, as are you guys. And I'm just wondering, Coach, just off topic here for a second, I know Peabody is not playing a varsity schedule this year, but did you guys generally play Peabody over the years?
We've only played Peabody once in our 10 years at Linfield, so mm-hmm. we generally didn't match up against them. I've kind of built some relationships in non-league games that have been pretty consistent over the years. I'm lucky if I have one or two games that are a little bit fluid.
Okay.
So we played them 1 year.
Okay. I'm looking at what you've done so far now at 4-0 and a couple of really close games, and the one that just jumps off the page to me is your 5-3 win over Winthrop, which is the most recent game. So tell me a little bit about that, if you would please, John, and who some of your leaders are.
Yeah, sure. That's always a tough matchup with Winthrop. They're always a competitive team. They're very, very well coached, very disciplined. Always got a bunch of buzzsaws on that squad at D and forward. And we went back to the Larson for the first time in maybe 9 years. So it was a tall order for a Wednesday night game. I give my guys credit. We were trailing 1-0, gave up a power play goal early. Matt tied it. Then we were down 2-1. They scored another really fluky deflection on a power play. We tied it. Then we went up 3-2, 4-2, and to give my guys credit, with about 7.5 minutes left in the game, we took a 5-minute major and ended up killing it. Gave up a goal, 4-3, called a timeout, kind of reset, let us kind of calm down a little bit, get our lungs, and they killed it off and then ended up scoring the empty netter. So I was proud of those guys. I didn't like being in that position, giving up those power play goals, but they just had the intangibles for the night, which we talked about before the game against Winthrop if we were going to win in their barn. And they had it, and they pulled through.
Are you guys playing 15-minute periods or the longer periods?
We're doing 15 minutes. I think a lot of it was an interesting sentiment with that because we have a lot of depth in on our team and in our program this year. I think we could have ended up taking advantage of the extra 6 minutes. But when you add the extra 6 minutes and then add an overtime, it just seemed to be difficult with the ice time and the rinks being up against it. So our fan league is just 15.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, now let's get down to it. You mentioned you got so many guys back. Tell me about some of the guys you rely on.
Chase Carney's one of our captains. He's been basically scoring every game, multiple goals a game on the power play. Really, really talented centerman. Really kind of grown into his body. He's a tall kid, long reach, very crafty with the puck. So he's been our biggest production guy for the year. Also, Drew Demiani's a junior defenseman. He's pretty much the guy that, as he goes, we go. Just logs a ton of minutes. I think his past two games, Triton and Winthrop, he's logged 30 minutes plus.
Wow.
For both. He kills penalties. He's a one-man PK. He's on our power play and quarterbacks the whole thing. So when he's locked in, we're in good shape. He's very impactful for our squad. So those are two key guys. Obviously, our other captain, Jansen Sperling, is a high energy motor guy, centerman, but just as physical, buzzes around out there. He kind of has a lot of intangibles that don't show up on the score sheet. So, and then Aiden Burke is one of our assistant captains.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented, skillful, crafty guy with the puck, very creative. He's been very productive, and there's so many more, but those are the guys that jump out early.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Drew, because it seems to me, John, in all the great high school teams that we've seen over the years who go on deep into the tournament, you got that guy back there who's the stem winder. You called him the quarterback. It's the guy who really controls things coming out of the zone and can break things up back in the zone. It's almost like an offensive defenseman who can just skate with it. Tell me a little bit more about Drew's athleticism.
He's just extremely intelligent and kind of reading the play. He enjoys when people kind of reference his size and being quote unquote undersized, because he plays way bigger than his actual height and weight. Stronger this year, faster, quicker, can really have guys lean on him, and he's able to be strong on his skate, strong on his stick. Like I said, there's times where he can just, I'm not lying, kill a penalty himself. He'll get the puck, lug it, play a little keep away. We're kind of notorious for kind of playing a little catch with the puck instead of icing it right away. But he's just a one-man clear. He'll get it, retrieve the puck, 200, it's sailing. There's been a couple times where he ices the puck and the puck is up by the rafters, just sent high and out, and it's a sure thing.
Okay. just
instrumental for us.
John, finally, I think I don't know what the attendance thing is like around the league yet. Gloucester has just pulled back on people who are allowed to go, but it's so exciting to have this going on, and the kids are out there, you know, working hard. But it sounds like you got your fire in the eyes again this year, that said, tell me a little bit about who's working with you once again and, you know, what's next.
Well, obviously, I mentioned we got the Fisherman next, so that's going to be a nice tilt at our rink. We try and almost bookend the season, them in the beginning of the year, and then we go to you at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to that. Then we kind of get in the meat of our league schedule. You know, in January, you kind of bang out a bunch of Cape Ann League games. And we mixed in a bunch of interesting opponents. We go down to Westwood every year, or they come to us. So we're going to Westwood to play them. We picked up Groton Dunstable this year. One of my former junior players that I coached back in 2007 has been coaching them, and they're a strong program. So we're gonna have them come to us this year. So then we sprinkled in Masco for a non-league, Wakefield for a non-league. So again, we have a formidable schedule, but with the power seeding, I think you get rewarded for that, even if you're just competitive in some games. I know in the past it was you were straight up chasing the 10 wins. We expect to get significantly past that, and then with the strength of schedule, it'll put us in good shape for the tournament.
I got to figure that out. I haven't. It spun my head during football season, so now I got to figure it out for this. And the other thing is, I'm just noticing, John, it looks like you got a lot of games on the road. Does that mean anything one way or the other?
No, I mean, what's kind of funny this year is the fact that teams can host in the tournament. With us doing the Martha's Vineyard tournament and doing the Christmas tournament, that kind of gives up two home games right there. We're always right around 8 or 9 home games. So we're fine with traveling on the road. You do want the home ice, especially this year. We're 2-0 at home. I'm hoping to keep that going with the fact that if you have a high seed, you're hosting in the tournament, which is nice. But we're just about who we're playing. We don't really care where or when. We're just ready to play some good teams.
All right, fine. Okay, Coach, last thing. Tell me about your assistants this year. Any changes or anything like that?
No, we got the same guys rolling. I got my brother Jay, I got Scotty and Harry, all alum from Linfield High, giving back to the program, love it. You know, same guys, always there as my my sidekick. So
I love it.
My right hand guy with Jay and my other guy. So we're happy that we've had some continuity in the same guys for 10 years.
Great talking with you, John. Wish you nothing but the best. Hope I can get to see some games, either home or away. But I will be in contact with you as often as I can.
Absolutely. Look forward to it always.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Be well. Good luck and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Bye.
All right. That is John Gardner, who is the head coach at Linfield High School hockey, boys hockey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.